Any federal organizations.
Congressman Elijah Cummings says the Office of Personnel Management's contract award to Windvale and CSID for credit monitoring services doesn't smell right. Cummings is one of several members of Congress questioning the process the agency used to award the $21 million deal. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller reported that contract first, and he's here with details on why it's drawing so much attention and other things that we learned today on the second of three cyber breach hearings about OPM happening this week. As I said, you wrote about this contract first, and some people are asking a lot of questions about it. Why are more and more people getting on board this concern about this contract?
I think what we saw today at the Oversight and Government Reform hearing, and it happened several different times, that many different congressmen questioned the award. Why did it happen so quickly? I mean, listen, the RFQ, the request for quotes, was only on the street for 36 hours. That is such a short amount of time for almost a $21 million contract. Mm-hmm. They asked questions like, why did OPM choose Windvale and CSID? Why do they think this was a good decision? I mean, Congressman Gary Palmer really goes into this in greater detail, and he referred to the letter Senator Mark Warner wrote about the contract award. This was basically based on my story from last week. Listen to this exchange between Palmer, OPM Director Kathleen Archuleta, and OPM Chief Information Officer Donna Seymour.
He raises a question here about whether or not, about how quickly this contract was awarded to CSID. You didn't go through the normal process, and it was awarded in 36 hours, I think, is what Senator Warren says. Was it intentionally steered to CSID?
No, sir.
Who made the decision?
I would ask Donna to talk about the process that we used. It was a fair and competitive process.
A fair and competitive process.
Our contracting officer made the selection on the contract, sir.
Okay, did you evaluate the management of CSID?
I did evaluate both the technical and the cost proposals.
But did you evaluate the people who run the company?
I had resumes for the key personnel that they provided in the proposal.
Now, the other issue that came up during my reporting was the contract of why did OPM did not use the blanket purchase agreement created by the General Services Administration after the 2006 Veterans Affairs Department data loss. I mean, listen, they set up a BPA, pre-qualified three contractors. They were supposed to make it easy.
Specifically for this kind of thing.
Correct. Now, Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz presses Seymour on that question.
We did consult with GSA and the GSA schedule on this. There were some requirements that we wanted to include in our contract that were not available on the GSA schedule. And it,
like what?
Deduplication of services is one of them. We knew what we were trying to do at OPM was to set up a contract vehicle that we could use in the future for any additional breaches, whether it's one or twosies or anything else. We wanted to set up a vehicle that would not cause us to pay or to offer the same services to affected individuals at the same time. That is not something that the GSA schedule afforded us the opportunity to do, even after we talked with the schedule holder at GSA.
I'm just telling you, this reeks. And for any contract to go out that fast, I understand the gravity of the situation. You're going to deviate from that and then immediately go out to a subcontract. I would encourage you to, as swiftly as possible, get back to Senator Warner. I think he's and Mr. Palmer, as well as this committee.
Now, despite these answers and the concerns about the contract grow, in fact, OPM Inspector General Patrick McFarland says his office is now looking into the award process, too.
I mentioned that this was hearing number two of three this week. What did we learn today that's different than what we learned yesterday? And I won't ask you to predict the future.
Yeah, tomorrow's another one, right? That's the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Well, today we learned a little more details, a little more clarification. I think the big news that came is, again, how many people are affected by the second data breach? This is of the SF-86 data. Archuleta pushes back against reports that say 18 million current and former federal employees, contractors, congressional staff, and others may be impacted by that second breach.
It is my understanding that the 18 million refers to a preliminary, unverified, and approximate number of unique Social Security numbers in the background investigations data. It is a number that I am not comfortable with at this time because it does not represent the total number of affected individuals. The Social Security number portion of the analysis is still under active review, and we do not have a more definitive number. Also, There may be an overlap between the individuals affected in the background incident and the personnel file incident. Additionally, we are working deliberately to determine if individuals who have not had their Social Security numbers compromised, but may have other information exposed, should be considered individuals affected by this incident. For these reasons, I cannot yet provide a more definitive response on the number of individuals affected on the background investigations data intrusion.
Now, Chaffetz presses Archuleta for more information about the number of people impacted. In fact, he had a copy of a letter that Archuleta sent to the Senate Appropriations Committee.
As a proprietor of sensitive data, including personal identifiable information for 32 million federal employees and retirees, OPM has an obligation to maintain contemporary and robust cybersecurity controls. You wrote that in February. Are you here to tell me that that information is all safe, or is it potentially 32 million records that are at play here?
As I mentioned to you earlier in my testimony, Mr. Chairman, we're reviewing the number and the scope of the breach and the impact to
could be as high as 32 million, is that right?
I mentioned to you I will not give a number that is not completely accurate, and as I mentioned in my testimony to
you, I'm asking you for a range. I don't need a specific number. We know it's a minimum of 4.2 million, but it could be as high as 32 million?
I'm not going to give you a number that I am not sure of.
So while some have estimated 18 million, the number could actually grow to 32 million. Archuleta didn't commit to a time frame either when OPM will release more details of the second breach in terms of how many people are impacted.
We are receiving at this hour an email that's titled Correction, Statement by OPM Press Secretary Sam Schumach. And it relates to a number of issues. One of them is relating to the hearing. Another's relating to the number of impacted officials, relating to inspector general reports, accusations of false statements, relating to SciTech, the company who claims that they were on site and did a product demonstration. That's how this all originally started. Relating to accountability. This I printed it out. It's three whole pages, single spaced, of information from the Office of Personnel Management. I can't recall the last time after a government official has testified for 2 days in a row, seeing a three-page email, essentially of clarifications. I mean, that's really what this appears to me to be.
This is the second day in a row they did this, and I think this is OPM actually playing a little offense. I think this is OPM being a little more proactive. Remember, for the first 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks of this breach, however long it's been, getting information from them was so difficult, getting them to respond to questions. You know, listen, the whole thing about the contract, based on the story I wrote, I begged them for a week to give me an answer. So I think part of this is them being more proactive. And this is confusion. We're talking about multiple breaches. We're actually talking about, Francis, five different breaches over the last roughly year. And to keep things straight so there's not false information, I mean, and you know, Congress, for their intentions are good or bad, who knows, they do sometimes tell you things during a hearing that are not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
One case today was going back to Congressman Palmer's questioning about CSID's management. He brought up this guy named Owen Lee and said, well, Mr. Lee's under investigation, when in fact he is not under investigation. It's a different Owen Lee. And that type of thing comes out. I think that's why OPM is playing more offense.
It will be interesting to see how this develops tomorrow. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing from Ms. Archuleta and Ms. Seymour again, I understand.
We will continue. I think Tony Scott and someone from DHS as well. So we will continue this march toward the third of three hearings.